hold it together.
You, like, I'm going to say yes to everything you do. Then I say,
I said,
you're a salt shaker.
I've said yes to everything you said. All right, you go. Start us from wherever.
Beginning, I don't like any of this. I want to delete.
Start from the beginning. Gargoyles.
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 There's a man.
Oh, yes.
And him and his wife are at one of those.
Soirees.
What is that?
It's like a party.
Soiree?
Yeah.
Is it French?
Yeah.
No, they're at a sculpture farm.
I love that.
You know, where you buy, like, concrete sculptures.
Yeah.
And they're looking, and the honey's like...
The honey? Who are you, Will Smith in
1997? I didn't mean to say that. The wife is like... Oh, this one's cute, and she's pointing to, like, the daffodil sculptures, or the two, you know, the kid whispering into the girl's ear sculpture.
Yeah. And we're really getting an idea of your attitude towards women.
Well, she's just a nice lady.
Uh-huh.
She's a honey.
She's a honey.
The honey. And then he's like, honey.
Yeah.
I want something more exciting.
I
come
on. I want something with a little edge.
I mean, look at the price of these things. They're like... If we're going to drop some money...
Drop some money.
And I want it to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you don't think this is exciting? And she's pointing to the statue of a boy peeing on a girl.
Okay.
You know that classic one?
No.
It's a classic fountain statue.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's just sick.
Yeah.
It's not my idea of exciting.
No.
And she goes, all right, you pick it and... I promise you, I won't disagree.
Whatever it is, we'll take it home.
Yeah. She goes, that's how much I trust you. And that's how much I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, really? And she goes, yes. And he goes, okay. And now he's really looking. He's pulling her. You know, he's leading the way.
Yeah.
Through this maze of sculptures.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like everything, like left and right. And then he comes upon the sculpture.
Yes.
Which is?
It's a woman that looks just like her. And she's sitting.
But she, no, you know Edvard Munch's The Scream?
Yeah.
It's a woman in terror.
But it's her.
Screaming.
It's her. It's Honey.
Yeah,
in terror.
Oh my God. She goes, what? He goes, look at this. She's like, it's weird. And he goes, no, don't you see? And she's like, yeah, I see it's a fucking weird statue, and I can't believe I said I'd agree to this. I'm changing my mind. He's like, no. It's not that. She goes, what? I said I'll buy it then. And he doesn't get the chance to explain that it looks like her. But she doesn't notice.
But we know, because it really fucking looks like her.
But
and we have to, I want to do a fade. Go
split screen?
Diopter
lens.
No, we have her. We leave the scene on a close shot of the
statue.
Of the statue,
and then
we fade into a picture of her, into a scene that starts with her face.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the next scene?
Oh well, it should be at their house unloading the statue.
Okay. They're having. I imagine they're having people unload it. They're not doing it themselves, are they?
No, because I guess it would be like one-to-one, like life-size, right?
Yeah, but so, it's probably heavy as hell.
So no. Then let's have a little scene where they call the guy over. And
yeah.
He's like a weirdo.
Oh, like a neighbor's helping them?
No, the guy who owns the farm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he, you know, he's like maybe kind of like he'll stand in for like the witch doctor.
Yeah.
Like he gives us a hint of supernatural, like, oh, you want that?
But he's like, he's also like... got like a kind of like upstate New York blue collar vibe. Like he's he kind of just seems like,
well, okay, he's an old, oh really,
there's like a little bit of that, there's like a little bit of artsiness, you know, like the type.
Well, I was seeing like this like upstate woodsy guy sitting in the chair
but
in the shade, and he goes over and goes, hey man, how much for the screaming girl?
Yeah,
he goes, the screaming, what's it,
don't cover your mouth,
Spanish name for a girl,
senorita. Chica.
Screamo chica. And he goes,
what a shitty Puerto Rican you are.
Puerto Ricans can't speak Spanish.
I had to tell you the word, and then you mispronounced it.
I don't pretend. And he goes, yeah, screaming chica.
You can... Yeah, go on.
And then we get a, and then the camera like kind of just like as they're you, we hear them saying this, and then the camera cuts to the wife, and she's she keeps stopping the pee coming out of the kid statue.
Okay, yeah,
right. And then we cut back. He goes, "How much for it?" He goes, "You sure you want this one? This one's very special."
Yeah.
And he goes, "It looks really interesting, actually. What's with it?" He goes, "This one, it's been in my family for many years."
Okay.
He goes, "Did you make it?"
He said, it's been in my family for many years. Didn't you hear me? I didn't make it when I was a baby.
And he goes, "Where did it come from?" He goes, "That's the thing. We don't know."
That's the thing. Okay, yeah. He goes, "Oh, all right."
He goes, "All right, well, how much? Just name a price. Give me a price."
He goes, "For you?
For you? $50. He goes, "Really? That's it? Well, it could be $150 then, man." He goes, "No, I got $50.
Yeah.
He goes, "I want it in singles."
No, stop. You're getting too goofy. Okay. You're having too much fun.
I like this character.
All right, go for it. I don't want to rain on your parade.
No. And no checks. I got bummed once by a check. Go to cash it. My checking account balances. And he goes, "Yeah, no. I got cash, man."
How long do you want to stay on the...
No, we're about that.
Yeah, okay, we're about that. We're not done yet.
"Hey, honey." And she turns over as this pee hits her in the face.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then he goes, "I need 2 tens.
I had to go along with my $30 bill.
Yeah. And then she's like, "Okay." And she brings the money over. And he goes, "Oh, but you want to deliver. That's an extra charge." He goes, "How much?" He goes, "For you, $5.
Okay.
He goes, "Man, this is great. Honey, he's giving us a statue for $50 plus a $5 delivery charge." Like, this is unheard of. This is great. She's like, "Oh, well, I guess that is a good deal." And then they go, they give him the money, and then they go away, and they're driving home, and he goes, "Fuck!" She goes, "What?" She goes, "I never told him where we live."
But then they look in the rear view, and they...
No. They're pulling up to the house as they're saying this.
Okay.
And the car's there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And they go, and she goes, "Wait, look." And he sees the old countryman.
Yeah.
And his old country wife. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's his grandson. Yeah, because his grandson's kind of more down to earth, and he might translate for us.
Okay.
And they see them. They go, "Hey, man, I don't even remember telling you where I lived." He goes, "Oh, yes, you did. You were so excited about the statues." He goes, "Yeah, maybe, I guess." He kind of just like blows it off.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandson's struggling to get it out of the trunk. "Are you going to help with this?"
I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
You're doing a great job.
And then he's like, "Can I help you guys with it?" He goes, "No, my grandson, look at him.
Strong.
Strong, beefy."
"How you doing with that statue, beefy?"
"We call him Beef Stew." He goes, "Grandpa, you know I don't like being called Beef Stew." He goes,
But he's really fucking strong. He's lifting
this huge.
Like on his shoulder. He's not huge. He's like a little guy. He's like only like 18, and he's like kind of like not.
Well, he's still getting it out. He's like pulling it out,
but he's doing
it by himself.
Unnaturally strong.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I think something should happen as they take it out.
Do you tell me?
And then as he's taken out, he gets it. He's like, oh, he's like, no, Beefy. Kid, let me help you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's solid concrete. He goes, no, I got it. And then he gets it out and he gets it onto the ground and he goes to stand it up, but the head hits the top of the trunk.
Yeah.
And it knocks the head off.
Oh, no.
And that's what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And the grandpa goes, oh, you fucking piece of shit, man.
What accent is this?
It's changing.
Yeah.
It evolves.
It's jumping between both of your heritages.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's what's going to be great about the character.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, grandpa. No. Wait, what's he saying?
He goes, grandpa, I did it again. Yes, yeah, I like that. I like that. Trust me.
Yeah.
It might come back around.
Okay, you better pay off.
Might not.
He goes, I'm sort of sorry. I'll give you your money back.
And the guy, what's his name?
Henry.
He's like, no, don't worry about it. I'll super glue it back on.
He goes, you super glue concrete? What are you, stupid in the head?
Well, what can I do?
He goes, yeah, what?
Is it like epoxy? He's like,
is it fixable?
Yeah.
He goes, you know, it could be fixed.
Maybe you stick a bone on one side and a bone in the other.
He goes, I'll tell you what. I'll give you back
$5. No delivery charge.
And I'll come back tomorrow and we'll bring the concretes and we'll fix it up. Me and my stew.
Yeah. Me and my stew.
Me and my beef stew.
Yeah.
His name's Stewart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's real strong.
He goes, sure. He's like, and it should be good after that? He goes, oh, you'll never even know she lost her head, man.
Okay.
He's like, she'll be as beautiful as when you first saw her.
He falls asleep while he's talking.
Sir?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Here's your $50. At this point, he's giving back all the money. I had another 10 for your troubles.
Stu is like, Grandpa!
Stop giving all of our shit away!
Well, you stop breaking everything. We won't have to give her all
You're
the
so
money.
You're so strong!
God, let me see those muscles. Show them your muscles!
Show them your muscles, Beefy! So...
So now...
Fade to black.
Fade to black. Fade back in.
To morning.
They're sitting...
Yeah.
You don't want to have like a little scene before?
Yeah, fuck it.
Then now, the grandma goes... So they get back in the car, and the guy, and Henry's holding the head. He goes, remember, I'll see you tomorrow. And Henry goes, okay. And the car pulls away. And then it fades. And then we fade back in to the statue sitting in the backyard with the head next to it.
Yeah.
And then we cut to a reverse shot, and it's just the husband and wife standing with their arms crossed, being like, and the wife, and honey says, I think we should have went with the peeing kid.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no, don't you see? This is rare. Everything else there was mass produced. I have never seen this before.
Yeah.
This is unique.
Yeah.
And it was $50. And we got the $5 back. We got free delivery.
And I don't know if you know this, but it fucking looks like you. This thing was made for us. And she goes,
what? She goes, you think I look like a girl without a head?
And he goes, no, you gotta remember what it used to look like.
No, just look at the head. He goes,
so you think I look like a head without a body?
Nice, I like that.
And he goes, ah, I knew I shouldn't have married an idiot. But you're so good looking.
And she goes, Tone, it's time to eat. It's been a long day.
So I like the idea that then they eat like real people. They're just in the parking lot of Boston Market eating in their car. just like everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they leave.
They do the drive-in at Boston Market.
Okay.
And they make their order, and it's
and they
like,
go, "What can I?" And they, yeah. What can I get you? Oh yeah. Not even kidding. And they go, he goes, "Do you hear that?" And she goes, "What?" He goes, "The voice. It sounds like the guy." She goes, "What are you talking about?" They're like, "Don't want the guy to hear." And he goes, "Hello, you there?" And he goes, "Yeah. What do you buy at Boston Market?" The mashed potatoes.
Chicken, potatoes.
He goes, "Yeah, can I get the family meal with extra potatoes?"
Yeah, sure.
He goes, "Oh, yes, I love the extra potatoes.
And I love the weird way you order it."
And it's like a whole ordering thing. And the whole time he's like, keeps turning to his wife.
And he goes, voice.
Yeah. And then he goes, "That'll be 55 euros."
Oh, my God.
"Pull up to the second window." You know what they always say, the second window? What's with the first window? The first window, no one uses the first window.
It used to be you pay at the first window, you pick up your food at the second window.
Yeah, no more.
Sometimes.
Okay. He goes, "Pull up to the third window."
Third window. That's the name of the movie.
For this one throwaway scene.
Or is it a throwaway scene?
Anyway, so they pull up to the...
Wait. So they pull up to the first window, stop.
Yeah, they look around.
They look, pull up to the second window, stop.
Look around.
And then they look forward, and we look forward with them. The camera pans forward, and we see a third window. And it's odd.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
It's a little window.
It's a tiny window.
And so they go to the third window. It's a tiny window.
Maybe it's not a tiny window.
It's just a window.
Let's go back. We're looking at it. It's a little weird. But something's just a little... Maybe we just...
It's an actual window.
No. Oh, my. I do like that. Yeah, it's like a house window. They pull up like an Anderson.
Yeah.
They pull up and they knock on the window.
Yeah, and it looks like the guy's going to turn around, but it turns around and it's a girl.
It's a girl.
And they go, she goes, "That'll be 55 even."
Yeah.
And they go, "Were you the one who took the order?" She goes, "Yeah, I took your order, sir." You ordered the, and she reads back the order. He goes, no, it's just that I thought I, never mind.
And then... he goes, "What's the deal with the window?" And she says, "What?" And then he looks around, and it's just a normal takeout window.
She goes, "Are you okay, sir?" He goes, "I'm just hungry."
I'm just hungry, yeah.
We've all been there. Hallucinating Andersons.
Yeah.
And there was Anderson Cooper.
Okay. You get too excited. I didn't say no. I just said, okay.
Okay, no, there's no Anderson Cooper. AC ain't here. Sorry, if you pick up this noise, it's just me scratching my back.
I think I'm doing a lot of that. I think we're both having allergic
issues. I'm just dry. The water in Washingtonville is terrible. It's probably got chemicals in it.
Anyway.
So then, do they eat in the parking lot?
They eat in the parking lot. And Honey's going on. She goes... "Do you think his name is Beef Stew because he's boy named Stuart who's always beefing, or because he's a boy named Beef who's always stewing?"
I love this lady. And he goes, he's just like staring out the front of the car chewing. He's like, no, but because he's in deep thought. He's like,
he's ruminating.
"That voice." And she goes, "Are you listening to me?" He goes, "Yes." She goes, "So what's his name?" "Who?" "The fucking kid who broke our shit."
"Beefy."
He's like, "It's probably Stuart."
"It's probably Stu. I've never met anyone named Beef." And she goes, "What about Shia LaBeouf?" That's French for the beef.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How do we edit your eye roll to that?
That's just dialogue, baby.
He's like, "Man, what a weird day, huh?"
And she goes, "I guess. You want
to
get home?"
"Feels normal to me."
"You want to get home? Put the rest of this in the fridge?" And he goes, "Yeah. Yeah, let's do that." And he lights up a cigarette.
Ooh.
And she goes, "You don't smoke." And he goes, "Yes, I do, you idiot."
"So do you. I took them from your purse." Here.
So she's like, "Oh, okay." She has one.
So they go home.
Oh, yeah.
They go home. And she goes, "Don't you want to check on your new girlfriend?"
He goes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So then he goes out back, and she's in the kitchen, be like, she's putting away the stuff, and she's smelling it. She's like, "Ugh, how does it get a bad smell immediately? It's like, I can't believe I put this on my body." And then you hear, "Honey!" from the backyard.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Ugh."
Nice.
And then she goes out back, and we see from her perspective, it's like a shot of him with her coming up from behind him. She goes, "What?" She's talking like this now, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, "Look!" And the head's back on.
Yeah. And he tries to find where they... But he can't find the seam.
She's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Look how... It's like, it never happened." He goes, "Yeah, didn't he say he would do it perfectly?"
He said tomorrow he'd be back.
He's like, "But don't you think it would take time to cure?" She's like, "I don't know, it's like quicksand."
All right.
That's good, quicksand.
Yeah, okay. And then honk honk.
Hong Kong.
Honk honk. The old man pulls up. And he's got a bucket full of cement.
Yeah. He pre-mixed it on the car.
He's mixing it in the bucket. He's like,
"I always mix it before I leave, man.
Gives me something to do on the ride over.
I don't know if you got a hose. I don't know what's going on here."
I just poured my drink in there.
Like, "You carried that bucket of cement here?" He goes, "I didn't carry it. Beef Stew put it in the car for me."
And he's like, "Oh, you fixed it yourself?" And it's like, "Oh, what do you mean?"
He goes, "Damn, man, you did a good job. I've never seen work like this before. You should come work for me."
And he goes, "I didn't do this." And he goes, "Oh, okay.
Okay, buddy."
Is this an Italian or Hispanic accent?
It doesn't matter.
I think I'm allowed to do an Italian accent, but not a Hispanic accent.
You can do whatever. You're doing fine.
You're giving me the pass?
Yes, you're with me.
For the all of Latin America?
Everything.
Okay.
And he goes, "Actually, you know what? I think you owe me money now, man." I mean... I use a whole bag of cement. I came back out of here.
And now I don't even get to work?
And I gotta pay my grandson $5? Because he don't fucking do that for free?
And then Henry's just like, "Here." And he just gives him back the
$5. He goes, "This is all?" He goes, "Listen, man.
I don't even understand this transaction.
Hell no.
Get the fuck out of my house."
He's like, "Fine, man.
I thought we were friends."
He's like, and then Beef Stew's just walking up, and he's like, "What's going on, Grandma?" Because Grandpa's leaving. And he goes,
"He don't want to be friends no more."
He goes, "We got out of here, Beef Stew. This man, you ain't no trusting. I no trust this man." He goes, "I told you he had no hoes. There's no hoes here."
Not even a spigot.
He goes, "Can I drive home?" "Yeah, get in the car." And he throws the cement in the trunk.
Oh, he just, there's no cap on it or anything. It just spills everywhere.
Oh, well, no, they go to the front of the house. And he goes, "Well, I guess we won't be needing this no more." And he just throws the cement, like, by the drain. The road drain.
Okay.
You know? And he gets
the
his
road
car,
drain.
You know, the sewer.
Yeah, the sewer. Yeah. I've never heard it called that. You know this podcast, Road Drain?
Road Drain, yeah. I'm trying to drop, you know, stuff here.
Lingo.
And then as they're driving away. He goes, you know, people like this, you can't trust people like this. Beef Stew. And then Beef Stew looks out the window and looks at the guy, at Henry. And Henry's just like sitting there in the maze, like, what the fuck? And Beef Stew rolls out in the window and he's like about to say something. And he goes, and spits at him.
Oh my God.
And then they drive away.
Yeah.
All right, now you help a little.
What? Sure. So that night, so it's starting to get dark outside, and Honey is like, Henry, let's go in. It's getting dark. And he goes,
he's still outside staring at this thing?
Yeah, he's like, I think.
He's still checking out the neck.
He's like, I'm just going to stay out here. You know, I paid for this, and I had to go through a lot to get it. I just want to look at it for a while. I'll be in soon. And she goes, okay, whatever. And then he goes and he grabs a lawn chair and just kind of stares at it. Time elapses. It's dark. The stars are out. He's looking at it. He's staring at the neck. Oh, hold on. Let's let...
We can't hear that?
What?
You can hear that?
Oh, yeah. Let's just let it pass. He's staring at the neck. And he goes and he touches the neck where the steam should be. And then he kind of starts caressing it. It's his fingers.
Okay. Can I go?
Guide up to the face. Yeah, go.
Well, he starts feeling where the seam. He's like, this is insane. Like, who did this and how did they do it so well? And he starts feeling the neck and it starts flaking.
Okay.
And he starts chipping it.
Yeah.
And we got a look shot of his face like in amazement.
Confusion.
Confusion. Yeah. And he keeps flaking it. And then you start seeing flesh tone.
Oh my, underneath it.
Underneath it.
Oh my gosh.
And then he's looking. And then he starts crawling it away. And you see this like neck and the vein throbbing on the neck.
And it's just that line. Just that one line where it broke is the only place.
And he's like, and just when he does that, he wakes up in the lawn chair.
Yeah.
And you hear crickets.
Yeah.
And the statue's just sitting there in
front
of him.
And he's pissed himself.
And he's pissed himself.
Yeah. And oh, it's not piss.
What is it? It's front shit.
he pissed himself.
And then just as that happens, his wife turns on the backyard light and goes, Henry.
Honey. Oh, I'm Honey. Henry.
Oh, wait, I'm Honey. Sorry, Honey. I mean, Henry.
Henry, come in.
Are you coming in?
You're getting bit up by mosquitoes.
Yeah. She goes, I don't want to hear you scratching all night.
And he's like, yeah, I'll be right there.
And coming, Honey.
But before he comes and he... One second, Honey. I just need to come. No, before he comes in, he walks up to the statue and he touches its neck just to make sure. Still no seam.
Yeah.
He goes in.
And he just walks away, fade to black. Well, maybe a last kind of very slow pan shot into it, statue.
That morning.
And then fades to black as we're panning in.
That morning, Honey is sitting down at the kitchen table reading a newspaper, drinking her coffee. He comes down, he's in his pajamas, he pours himself a cup of coffee, and he's looking out the kitchen window, out to the backyard, looking at the statue, and then he goes, and he just steps outside, into the yard. He's not wearing shoes or anything, right onto the grass, and right back he goes, right back onto the
lawn chair,
and that's where he's going to have his coffee. And she
slow obsession film.
Slow obsession. Honey throws on her Crocs and walks out. And she goes,
ugh. What are we eating outside this morning? I mean, it's beautiful out, but like, why you gotta tell me?
Yeah, I guess that's what she says.
Like, what are you just gonna...
And he goes, yeah, whatever. Eat wherever. And she goes, ugh.
You're so weird.
You're a real asshole. And she
goes
back in.
You're fucking obsessed with this goddamn statue.
So, Honey leaves for work, and...
And let's not forget, the statue is a woman going,
Yeah. Terrifying.
A woman like last moment.
A woman that looks exactly like his wife screaming. Oh, but her hair is a little different.
Oh.
Like she has curly hair, where his wife has straight hair.
Oh, it's always been like that.
Yeah. So she leaves, and then he goes inside and he makes a phone call. He calls work. He calls out for the day. Then he drives to Walgreens and buys some hair curlers.
Oh, for honey.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he plans a really beautiful night with honey. Like, he also buys some wine and, like, he rents a movie. I know you love it's a 90s movie. And,
wait, what is it?
No, never mind.
They watched The Hood.
Cruel Intention.
Oh.
Don't worry about it. No, he buys some wine and he buys, like, some food. He's going to make a nice dinner. And we just, like...
Boston Market.
She comes home. She's surprised.
She sees candlelight.
Yeah, and we just kind of have this montage of this beautiful dinner. And we, like, get a little bit of their conversation here and there. And he is getting her drunk. Like, and she's like, you're trying to get me drunk. Like, she thinks...
She goes, I'll suck your dick. Well, like, is that what you want?
Come on, let's keep it PG.
What? We've said horrible things.
We haven't said anything horrible.
She goes, do you want a BJ? That's PC. She goes, are you doing this because you want a BJ? I mean, I know it's been a long time.
This doesn't add anything to the story.
It does. This is what happens in relationships.
This is a movie.
It's great. No, it's funny. It's great. I love it.
Okay.
I think it's great because she thinks he's whining and dining her for a blowjob.
Okay.
It's funny.
Okay.
And he goes, no, absolutely not. I mean, to be great.
No, you're going in the wrong direction.
No, because I'm getting somewhere.
I was going somewhere.
Oh, okay, go.
She is like, you're trying to get me in the bed. And he's like, yep. He's like totally playing along. He's like, yep, I'm going to get you in the bed. We're going to make love tonight. Dude, don't fucking say that. You're giving me work
okay,
to do.
Okay.
You make this hard to do.
I'm sorry.
We're going to make love. And because he doesn't actually, he's not actually trying to have sex with her. That's what she wants her to think. And, like, she finally, they get to bed, and she's like, okay, but I'm a little tipsy. He's like, oh, okay, are you, and she just falls asleep, and he's like,
God. She's actually, I have a headache.
She falls asleep, curlers go in the hair. Curling iron comes out. He's going to town on her hair. She wakes up, she's like, oh, I have such a headache. She walks to the bathroom, she gets to the... She's got her eyes closed because she's got such a migraine.
She turns the light on and goes, bzzz.
She reaches into the medicine cabinet and takes some Advil and she closes the medicine cabinet.
I love it,
and
classic.
Sees her reflection and screams. She does the scream from the fucking statue.
And he takes a picture.
Yeah.
With a Polaroid.
Yeah.
Just as she does it.
Yeah.
Because he's hiding in a shower.
Mm-hmm. And it makes a big flash. And she goes, what the fuck?
And she falls and hits her head.
Does she?
Oh.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, shit.
Yes. And then
she's unconscious.
Wait. And then she's bleeding.
Bleeding.
She's dead.
Not yet.
Wait.
Yes.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Who's at the door?
I don't know, man.
Oh no. Was that always there?
Yes.
Okay.
He hears the doorbell and he freaks out because now honey's bleeding and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, a normal person would call the cops.
So, but he goes
ding
down.
Dong
he goes
again.
Down there and he goes, hello? The old man goes, out of my way. Pushes him out of the way and starts walking upstairs. Then Beef Stew comes in, spits in Henry's face again.
Oh, wait, I was going to say something different.
But I said this first.
Oh, but I don't know. I think it'd be good for the direction I was going. Do you want to hear
it? Go for it.
It's the old man.
Yeah.
He's facing the road, and he turns around towards the camera and goes, "Hey, man, I was thinking."
Stop. You know, that's all.
Yeah. He goes, "You know, I was thinking, I was rude to you. Beef stew was out of line." I just want
that kid's more beef than stew sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? He goes, "I just wanted to make amends, and I feel like you can come back anytime for anything you want, and I will help you. And I'm really..."
You're my best friend.
"I just really want to say sorry.
And I respect you. I like your style. I like the way you talk and move.
And I think your wife is charming. Where is your wife?" He goes, "Oh, she's getting dressed."
Yeah.
He goes, "I'd like to apologize to her too, and Beef Stew. You know, we were very rude." He goes, "Oh, you actually couldn't have come at a worse time. We're having..."
I just murdered her.
"We're having problems, you know." He goes, "Oh, I know what that means, man. You know, once a month, my wife, you know, she takes the fucking meat thing out and she hits me in the head with it."
"The meat thing?" He goes, "The meat thing?" He goes, "Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that you pounded the meat with. The meat thing."
"She murders me. Once a month, she takes that and she murders me."
He's like, "Yeah." And Beef Stew's like, "Yeah, my grandma, she's could be pretty mean."
Beef Stew, when did you get an accent? And what a weird one.
And he goes, "So we good, man? I just want to make sure we're cool." And Henry's like, "Yes, we are so cool."
Stop beating my voice.
"Sorry, we are so cool that, matter of fact, I'm going to come by tomorrow and get something, another statue for you." He goes, "Oh my God, you will bless my heart. My heart will come out of my chest for you. You want to see?" He goes, "I got a beating heart for you."
Wait, Jerry, you said you were going someplace with this.
I do, I am.
All right.
He's just trying to get him away.
Yeah.
But the old man, he's being weird, you know?
He's being weird.
He goes, "You know where I am, I know where you are. We like this now."
Okay, yeah.
He goes, "Okay, great. I'll be by tomorrow. I'll be by soon." He goes, "All right, man." And then he closes the door. And he's like sitting against the door, like panicking, like... And he's like looking kind of out the side of his eye to make sure he's leaving. And he hears like muffling, like him talking. He's like... And then the muffling gets slower and lower and they walk away. He's like, "Oh, fuck." And he runs upstairs. And his wife's in a huge pool of blood. We got her like over the head, from the ceiling down shot in the bathroom. And he's like, and he's
"Wait, why isn't he just called 911? He actually didn't hurt. He didn't attack her.
Because he's slowly getting possessed.
Oh, yeah.
He saw something that he really liked.
Yeah.
Which was her final moment. And I think he realized, like, that may be something that was really good for him.
He goes, "Yeah." Oh, wait. He's like, "I gotta call 911. But before he does, he picks up the Polaroid.
And
he sees her doing the scream.
Replica.
And he goes...
911, what's your emergency? 911.
And he hangs up.
And he hangs up. But they come to the house.
Not in this.
Okay. Yeah. He's staring at the picture. And then he walks over to the bedroom window.
And do they even do that with cell phones? How do they know where you are?
No, it is a landline.
They just say it's a cell phone.
They call you back. Or they show up at your house, landline.
It's not a landline, it's a cell phone.
Okay, so it hangs up. And then the cell phone ringing. Okay, so now he's looking out the back window at the statue, which is standing there.
Yeah.
And then you hear the cell phone ringing. And it's 911 calling back.
Yeah.
And he's ignoring it. It's not even, and he can't even hear it.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the picture and looking at a statue, and it's just so... And then he goes downstairs and goes outside and stands in front of it with the picture.
Yeah.
And he goes, "My baby."
"My baby?"
"My baby?"
I don't know about
no,
that.
No, what's he say? Now you go.
He goes, "I have a flesh one now."
A fleshlight?
A flesh one. He had a stone one. Now he's got a flesh one. And that's the name of the movie.
The flesh one?
I have a flesh one now.
That's a long title.
It's a good title.
I don't know about that.
I got a flesh one. You interrupted me, but I thought I was coming up with a good melody.
Okay, calm down.
Got a flesh one now.
I had a flesh. It was a flesh one.
All right. Enough of this.
No.
It was fun when I was doing it.
Okay.
Okay, so he goes, I have a flesh one now. So he takes a picture, another Polaroid of the statue, so that he, and then he, you know, he goes inside, he grabs some duct tape and some sticks and all sorts of stuff so that he can pose the wife just like that and just have her as a flesh statue inside. Then he goes into the library and starts reading books about how to preserve
the body.
Animals and shit. A taxidermy.
Well, he doesn't have taxidermy books. He Googles it.
He goes to the library.
Oh.
I guess Google, too.
It was a taxidermy montage.
It was a taxidermy montage. It was a monster taxidermy montage. Oh, no. Am I covering my microphone? Ugh. No. Look how muffled this probably all is.
No. And then... So then, he taxidermies her.
Yeah.
And then it was a big montage, blah, blah, blah. And then we see the couch, and he sits down in front of the couch, on the couch.
Uh-huh.
Sipping his coffee with a smile on his face. And we get a shot from his perspective, and it's his wife.
Yeah.
Completely taxidermied, but like kind of like, all, it's his first time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect. And he's just so happy. And then the phone rings, the landline.
No.
Yes.
Cell phone.
No. It's okay. The house phone. Because, and it's like, and he goes, hello? And he's like, hey, it's Claire from Johnson's Consulting. Is Honey there?
Yeah.
And he goes, Honey? Yeah, is this Henry? He's, yeah. He goes, hey, it's Claire, you know, from Honey's work.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her. She's been not in for 2 days. He goes, oh, she's
got a new job.
Her mother.
Modeling.
Really?
Get okay. It?
Oh.
You know, she could always strike a pose.
Okay. She's like, what?
And he goes, oh, nothing. She has the flu.
She's at...
At her mom.
She's at her mother's.
She's at her mom.
And then he goes, when did she be back? She goes, I'm not sure. She, you know, she's at her sister's and she's not feeling well. He goes, I thought she was at her mother's.
Her mom and sister live together.
Yeah, they're in Vermont. Oh, she's
I thought
never
you said
mentioned
Massachusetts.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, the Vermont.
He just keeps getting caught in his side. He goes, I have another call. Bye. And he hangs up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, fuck. But he's looking at her, and she's just beautiful, glowing.
And then he looks out in the back, and the statue's gone. And he goes, what the fuck? And he knows his car is gone, too. No, Honey's car is gone. And he goes, holy shit. And then he runs to the front door, and there's, like, skin-colored makeup on the door. Wait, no, that wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't be the front door. Oh, yeah, because the front door is open. Because, never mind, don't worry about that. But then we cut to the interior of Honey's car. The statue is wearing a bunch of concealer. Like, to try to look, like, flesh-colored, and it's driving to Honey's job.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, why is it being so supernatural?
What do you mean? Wasn't that where this was going?
I thought the statue would be in the shower.
Tell me about it.
He goes to see, and it's not there, and he looks, and there's drag marks.
Drag marks?
You know, in the grass.
Yeah.
And dirt.
That's the name of the movie, Drag Marks.
going up through the back door. And he's like, and he runs into the kitchen area and he sees all this dirt and grass leading up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And he hears a shower on. And he's like, this is like, we got the music and everything. It's like intense, mm-hmm. Foreboding.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's more intense than foreboding.
More intense than foreboding.
And he goes in the bathroom and it's all steam. It's so much steam. Mm-hmm. It's crazy steam. And then he's going
slowly. He starts coughing because of all the steam. That happened to me once.
Really? It's the opposite, I think.
I went to a sauna. I couldn't breathe.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I had to go into the dry sauna. Like
I'm getting dry. Anyway, so he's going in. He can't see. He's got his hand in front of his eyes trying to bat the steam away. And he goes to the shower and he opens it up. And it's the statue going, ah!
Yeah.
And he's...
Is the statue actually screaming, or is the statue just still, like...
No, it's just there.
Yeah.
But it's, like, right in his face.
So the statue's just in the shower. It's not moving.
No, it's completely inanimate.
Yeah.
And he goes, ah! And he slips and bashes his head.
Yeah. And then he wakes up.
No.
Nine.
He's dead. And now... Claire had already called the cops.
Yeah.
They're on their way. Yeah. So then we open up. We see him bleeding to death, and he's like, ugh, eyes open, like twitching a little, steam pouring, you hear shower going, shh. And then we get the sense that obviously he's bleeding to death and he's dead. And then it fades to black. And it fades back open, house is roped off, cops are all there, fucking neighbors outside wondering what the hell's going on. And and they're bringing two bodies out, and one of them they put the blanket over it, you know, and it's the wife taxidermy, yeah. But it's still like in the shape of her screaming.
Yeah.
And Claire is just like, oh my god. She's like, and
are you going somewhere?
Yeah, yeah,
this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really good places.
Oh, great.
And the neighbors are like, oh my God, what the? I can't believe it. Like, just all this bigger and everything. And the detective's like, sheriff's.
Yeah, the sheriff's
there. Sheriff's like, no one down. No, just say that. Like, would you just say sheriff?
No, I don't know. I thought it sounded cool for a second, but it actually didn't make sense.
Let's wrap this scene up.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if jurors going someplace with this.
And then, no, as the cops are all, like, trying to, like, the detectives are being all detective-y, like, you're like, look at these drag marks. And the cop's, like, tasting the dirt. The detective, there's two detectives. Yeah. One's a smarter one, they're both just detectives. One's down on his knees, crouching, eating the dirt, be like, this don't seem right. Oh. And then the cop is standing behind with his hand on his head, he goes, well, you're eating the dirt, that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it seems like something was there, and then it went away.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm fucking it all up.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Cop scene, their bodies are being taken out. The cops are like talking about like what, you know, trying to decide what was going on. It's like, oh, just another classic domestic violence. But I've never seen a woman taxidermy before. I mean, that's just psycho stuff. He goes in. You don't know, small towns like this, people are crazy. And they're walking around the back of the house when they're doing this. And then they see the statue back there. The statue of her. The statue. And then they walk up to it and they're like, Jesus, Johnson, have you ever seen something like this? He's like, no, that is the craziest, creepiest thing I've ever seen. And he goes, well, I mean, it's in the same pose as the wife. He's like, yeah, you're right. That is crazy. He's like, well, he taxidermy wise, I mean, they are crazy. I mean, I guess crazy people would buy something like this. And then we see somebody walk up behind them. And then they turn around and they go, this is a closed off scene. And the guy turns, the camera pans up and it's the old man. He goes, I'm sorry, I'm the repo man. I just come to reclaim my property. And he goes, what, the statue? He goes, yeah, it's my statue, man. And he goes, who's that? He's like, that's my grandson. He goes, oh. Okay. And they go, don't mind us.
They're just going to let him take this evidence.
It's not evidence.
okay.
They go,
I don't think, I think it was at a crime. The whole house is a crime scene.
I got papers here. I was supposed to.
Oh, I got papers.
He's
got
I was supposed to get this yesterday.
He's got papers. That does it.
Yeah. He goes, all right, well, pack it up
pack
quick.
Pack it up. We're going to be, let's just be cool about this. he goes, seems like a cool guy.
No, don't you worry, man. We'll be out of here.
We're not going to worry.
We're
the police, and we never worry.
We never worry,
and we're just fine with everything.
Yeah, he goes, what do you think happened to your grandpa? He goes, he goes, you know what happened.
Oh, fuck you.
One.
Fuck you for saying, telling me you were going someplace.
I think it's great that they come and get the statue
oh,
back.
Oh, my God. So.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, God. Yes, you are.
No, it's great. And then they go, I'll tell you about it one day, Beef Stew. You know, let's just get this back in the car. And they get back in the car, and then they drive away. And now we're back at the statue farm. And they take it out, and they bring it into the barn. And they put it down to go, Beef Stew, go ask your grandma if she needs help with dinner. I'll be in 20 minutes.
I want to eat my water bottle.
And he goes, okay. You said you're okay? You sure you're a goat? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a goat. And then, why do you ask?
And then, so Beef Stew leaves, and now he's in the barn by himself. He goes, you irresistible witch. And he takes a hammer and he hits her head off.
Yeah.
And then he goes into, then we see him go into like the cabinet and he gets a mold out. And it's like a mold of a head and he pours the fucking, you see, it's like a little short montage of him making the concrete.
Yeah.
And he pours it in and he crushes it and he holds it and he smokes a cigarette and he's waiting and he opens the mold up. And we don't see what it is. And he puts it on. We see the back of him. And we see him putting the head on. And then he steps back. And then we get a view from his perspective of it. And it's a screaming woman, but it's a different woman's head. And he goes, yes, this one will do now. And then he puts it out. And then it fades to black. And it fades back to the sculpture farm. And it's crowded. You know, family's out.
Yeah.
And it's a new couple.
Yeah.
And it's a guy. And he's walking up to it, and he goes, oh, my God. And she's like, what?
That the end?
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Wait, how did Henry die?
He hit his head.
But why?
From getting scared by the statue in the shower.
Oh, how'd the statue get in the shower?
The old man. It was nothing supernatural. You love it.
We have to give some hint that the old man dragged it.
Okay, the cops are like, look at these footprints. And then the old man walks up and we get a shot of his boots that are kind of muddy.
Yeah, okay. All right, I guess that works.
That was fun.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Should it be called Statue Farm?
The name of I think it's called Drag Marks.
Screaming Statues?
What do you want to call it? Medusa's Goose.
The Medusa Goose. Oh, he got deuce Beef Stew.
And I guess it doesn't make sense when the head comes off and Beef Stew goes, not again. I told you that might pay off. It didn't. Okay. It works for me. Good night, everybody.
No, Beef Stew knows. He knows that this head switches out.
Yeah.
It's great that you said that.
Wow.
It paid off.
I really helped.
This is amazing. What's the name of the movie, though?
Okay, Pewter Wife. No.
No, she's concrete.
Beef Stew.
Concretia.
You like that?
Is it real?
Concretia. I like that.
Concretia.
Wow.
I stole that from the Flintstones, though.
That's fine. Okay. What are they going to do? Fight us? They live in the Stone Age. All right. Good night,
Concrete
everybody.
Love.